Welcome to Measures of a Man, a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. My name is Matthew Sparks, and I'm joined in the studio today by my co-host, Tony Trippi. Measures of a Man is a show about men's spirituality and how we can support one another as brothers and provide opportunities to grow in our faith. As we prepare to launch into this ministry, we decided to dedicate our first four shows to the topic of Catholic marriage and fatherhood. We have all heard that there is a marriage crisis in our society and that the concepts of traditional family is under attack. Even within families of faith, we have all heard stories of marriages that have fallen on hard times and ended in divorce. Our hope is to give some conversation to how we can use our faith and our spirituality to help ourselves and those around us combat this problem.
Joining us today in the studio are Tom Corrado and Mark Van Huffel. It's a great pleasure to know these gentlemen. All of us here are parishioners at St. Bridget's, and Mark and Tom are two of the leaders of the Men's Spirituality Group at St. Bridget. And Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Tom Corrado from St. Bridget. Been a founding member of St. Bridget since 1987. I've enjoyed living in the Dublin area and raising my family. My wife of 33 years, Kathy, and my two daughters, Julianne and Kara Lee. Actually, she goes by Kara these days. But been heavily involved at St. Bridget for quite some time, doing a variety of ministries that affect both children and older children these days, called Men's Spirituality Group.
Excellent. And Mark?
Thanks, Tony. My name is Mark Van Huffel. I've been in the area for about 8 years. We moved here from Indianapolis. I guess you could say I'm a disciple of Christ disguised as a father, a husband, and a salesman in terms of a career. I've got a beautiful wife, three beautiful daughters, Courtney, Claudia, Erin. My wife is Kim. We've been at St. Bridget's now for about 8 years, and very blessed to live in this nice community.
Yeah, and both of you have just done an amazing job at our parish. Just individually, but then also with your families. My son is part of EPIC, which is a middle school youth group that we have at St. Bridget, and your wife, Kim, is in charge of that, and it's a wonderful ministry and getting them right at a great age.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, yeah. She loves doing that. EPIC has been a real great program for middle school.
Tom, would you mind leading us in a prayer before we get into some of the discussion today?
We always pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the gifts you give us. And we thank you for using us with those gifts for all the people you put in our lives. Thanks for putting the men in our lives that have influenced us and have led us and have mentored us. And we ask you to place the people in our lives that we can help on a daily basis. And we do this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Outstanding.
Gentlemen, as Tony said, you both are part of the team that put together the Men's Spirituality Group at St. Bridget. And I would ask you, you know, we all know that we support each other, we support our wives, our families, but what is special about men supporting other men of faith in your eyes?
I'll start with that, Matt. Life is challenging. I think we all know that.
For sure.
You know, there's these different storms that blow in and out of our lives, and you can't get through it by yourself. If you attempt to, it can be pretty challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting each other makes all the difference in the world. And I would say there's many challenges that we face today as men that need to be addressed. There's different fears that we don't measure up in this culture. There is more and more isolation. You can just go to work. You can bury yourself in emails, come home, deal with your family. I think men deal with loneliness, and I don't think we talk about it. So the reality is we need each other to be the best we can be. And men supporting men, you'll get there a lot faster than trying to do it on yourself and trying to face these issues by yourself.
I think men in general have been called to be leaders within their families. We know that we're leaders in the workplace very often, and we seem to gravitate towards that and are comfortable in those environments. But I think just the realization that we are leaders in our family and that we really can help other men become the leaders they need to be and the spiritual leaders within their families. We know that other men struggle with their confidence in being a spiritual leader. And I think that's one of the first things that we can help men understand is that this is your true calling, mm-hmm. really, is to be the spiritual leader of your family and to realize that it really doesn't take that much. It's you're going on a journey. Wherever you are in the journey, it doesn't matter. We're all going to end up in the same place. And
well, I think men, you know, like you said, being that spiritual leader of the family, to relate to someone who also has those same pressures can be very helpful
right.
and eye-opening.
Yeah, it's really easy to just think it's all on my shoulders. You know, I'm the one responsible. I'm the head of the family. It's my responsibility. Hmm. But, Mark, as you said so eloquently at the very beginning, but we're not in this alone. We don't have to do this by ourselves. That's why we're in a community. That's why the Catholic Church is so important, among other things. You know, the sacraments, of course, and the grace and everything that we get, those are amazing and wonderful. But the community, the sense of being a part of something bigger than yourself, and that you don't have to do it alone. I can tell you, since my getting involved with the group at St. Bridget, it's made a huge impact on the way that I look at my wife, the way I look at my children, the way I take on that responsibility. I feel empowered by seeing that witness and knowing that it's not, this isn't just me. It's not, this is happening with all of us.
I'm not the only one going through this.
Yeah.
One of the most beautiful things to see is a man who believes that his relationship with God is an individual thing, is an isolated thing. It's between him and God, and it doesn't go outside of that. It doesn't go into the family as much as it should. It doesn't go into work, the workplace.
Sure.
And when these people, when we realize that it is supposed to be communal, that this relationship with God is not an individual relationship, mm-hmm. it's a communal relationship, incredible things happen. And we've seen that time and time again through ministry.
Yeah. You're listening to Measures of a Man on listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. My name is Tony Trippi, and I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, Matthew Sparks. And we're also joined by Tom Corrado and Mark Van Huffel from St. Bridget's Men's Spirituality Group. So following up on that, how about accountability? Tough love. You know, that's really rough. But can both of you talk a little bit about that accountability and what it is that we can be doing to be holding our brothers accountable? Whether it's, let's talk specifically about, say, marriage and fatherhood. Hey, you know, what's going on with the boys or your daughter? Or, hey, you know, I didn't see you guys together at this thing. Hey, you know, is there anything I can do to help? So talk a little bit about that sort of interaction.
I think accountability is extremely important. We all need somebody in our lives that can look at us, that we allow to ask us the tough questions, the things that we don't see, our blind spots, make us better. I've got a piece of literature with it, I got a verse from the Bible. Please. That I kind of hang my hat on when I talk about accountability. And it's from 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. I'll read it for you. God is light. Now this is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. So when I read that, I get excited about, if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have mm-hmm. fellowship with one another. You know, the light is the truth. It's goodness. It's saying, listen, the things that we hide in our lives, the secrets, those are the things that kind of that make us sick a lot of times. And if we allow other people to come into our life and see our and know us, transparency, the genuine person that we are, you know, and we allow them to ask us the tough questions. It makes us better people. Men who might be thinking about having an affair, if they had a close friendship where they walk in the light with somebody else and they could talk to somebody else about this feeling, this secret, this temptation, I think that a lot of marriages would be saved, for example. Walking in the light is vital, and I don't think we do it enough. As men, we can handle it ourselves. We're tough enough. And frankly, appearance management. I'll just let you see what I want you to see because mm-hmm. I want everybody to think I'm the strongest guy standing. And not until we get vulnerable with some other people and have some accountability to become better men.
That vulnerability, I think, is so key. Tom, I know you've been integral in creating some retreats at St. Bridget of Kildare. Talk about how that getting men away from their families and getting men in a safe place has opened up some of those lines for really being open to change and open to the faith coming within those men.
Yeah, I guess in my history, I've really benefited from experiencing retreats in the early 90s to going on, you know, a Curcio weekend, if you will, and then, of course, going away to retreats such as Gethsemane, et cetera. Always looking for experiences of the Holy on these retreat experiences. So mm-hmm. from that, I think I've been called to really help other men and bring other men to those kinds of experiences. We've done that at St. Bridget for the past 9 or 10 years,
mm-hmm.
Starting the retreat experience, if you will. We're actually up to 2 retreats a year now. And, you know, it's just an invitation to really get men to go away once a year. I mean, we're talking 2 nights or maybe even just 1 night. And just retreat to God. I mean, that's really, it's not a retreat away from something, but you're retreating to our Maker. And mm-hmm. And so really what we're doing is we're providing the sacraments for them, we're providing reconciliation, we're providing adoration, and of course the Eucharist. And really, you know, once we get them there, it's all God's work. So
it's really amazing. Amen. Yeah, and it's really amazing how recharged and how excited you are to get back and share those gifts and share that experience
mm-hmm.
and take in. So maybe you're run down from work, you're run down from all the hustle and bustle and being a father and being a husband and having a job and just take some time to go away and recharge those spiritual batteries
right.
and get yourself to a point where you can go back and continue to be selfless mm-hmm. for those people in your life. You can continue to be the head of the domestic family, you know, do your job, but you had an opportunity to recharge and to do a little something. And in a previous show, we talked about the graces of the sacraments and how important those are to marriage and fatherhood. And it was really great to hear you give a practical example of why the retreats are so important and why they're structured the way they are to get back in touch with those graces and to use them to springboard us out into our lives and our responsibilities as husbands and fathers. So thank you.
And Mark has plenty of experience with his retreats at other parishes and working with the kids. And Mike, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, retreats, just a passion of mine. It's, you know, when you look at charisms and things like that, I got involved in teen retreats when I was 29 years old and probably been doing 2-3 retreats a year in terms of helping run them. And boy, you learn so much. And one of the biggest things I learned was, you know, how gratifying service is, how much satisfaction that brings to your life. And, you know, it's a thing where I want as many people to experience that as possible. And that's what happens. The retreats that we're running, it's fellowship. It's getting to know others. It's, sometimes it's just knowing that you're not alone out there and watching people grow and become stronger in their faith and better fathers, better men in the workplace, better in their community, better at their church. It's a beautiful thing.
I think one thing that, Tom, you said that was so eye-opening to me is the idea that it's not a retreat from something. It's a retreat to the Lord. And I think even if we don't, you know, if a listener's out there and says, well, I don't know a retreat to go to, or I don't know this, even giving ourselves the permission to take a break from daily life and retreat to the Lord, rather than thinking to ourselves, you know, it's not a vacation from life. It's an opportunity to get closer to Christ. And even if it's, you know, dedicate a few hours on a Saturday morning and retreat yourself to prayer or something like that, I think that's a great way to look at it.
You know, and I just experienced one of the fruits of our retreat experience. I was out networking with another man in our parish, and I saw two other men from our parish.
Tell us about it.
Having a conversation today, and I can only assume what their conversation was about, and of course I don't want to do that, but I do know that they have a commonality among them they both are challenged with young sons who are developmentally delayed. And I don't think those two guys would have ever known each other, even within our parish, would have ever known each other, would have ever considered each other as a resource, someone to go to, someone to talk with. But I'll bet you that was a big part of their conversation today. I doubt that what they were doing in their business world or what, you know, who they were rooting for in the game this weekend really mattered. I think what they were talking about really had to do with the challenges they face in raising their sons in today's society.
And how to lean on their faith and to get through that.
And really how to find each other as a support in doing that. So, you know, that's one of the practical things, and it just happened this morning, that I see coming out of, you know, something as simple as having a retreat experience within our parish.
Hey, Mark, can you give us a practical example? And keeping it private, of course, we don't need...
Sure.
Yeah, but a circumstance where working with other men, even small faith communities, say, ended up having a major impact on somebody's life and their relationship with their wives and their children.
Yeah, I've got two that I'll try to get through quickly. One, to complement what Tom just said, we were on a retreat a couple of years ago, and one of the men was given a witness on challenges in their family. And he talked about having a special needs child and that God only gives special needs children to special parents. And at that moment, there was another man who stood up to affirm him and just tears in his eyes said, thank you, that's what I needed to hear. That was the message that was for me. I have struggled with my child's special needs, and you have just inspired me to look at it a different way, and changed his life through an affirmation, and how powerful that can be. The second one I would say is there's a man in the community who, incredible man, I met through doing some service with the teenagers where they go and help clean up yards and such. And we're at this man's house, and he more recently, last several years, became paralyzed from the waist down. He's in a wheelchair. And got to know him and became a friend. And we ended up going over there once a quarter with other families to help him around the house, to clean up his acres of brush so that his lawn could be mowed, simple things like that. He had several trees that went down recently. And we called the community, the men we know, and said, we need like 15 families to get out there and help clean this up. And boom, the next weekend we were out there. And it touched this family in such a way, the husband and the wife, to the fact where the wife wasn't as close to the church and with the community coming together, she said, you know, we appreciate so much. I need to get back to church. And it wasn't a week or two later that we saw her with her husband in Mass, which was really cool.
Thanks for sharing that, Mark. I'm one of the families that got to come help you with that and what it's done for my two sons and their empowerment of what service can do for them and seeing that man in church. Can we go say hello? Can we go say hello? And how they've now connected with, like you said, a member of our parish that they would have never known if they hadn't been in service of him. And the men of our parish are what made that possible. You're listening to Measures of a Man, a listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. My name's Matthew Sparks, and I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, Tony Trippi. We are discussing how men can support other men in their faith. And gentlemen, I would ask both of you, What's something that men can do today to reach out? If there's not a retreat scheduled, if there's not this, what's something that one of our listeners right now can, Tom, what's something they could do today to start to support other men of faith?
I'm not here to promote Catholic radio, but I'll tell you what, I want.
But let's promote Catholic radio.
Let's
do that.
All right.
Seems like a good time to do that.
Yeah. You know, I enjoy driving, and I enjoy driving in silence, basically. But until Catholic radio started, I would basically drive in silence. And now I find myself turning it on all the time. So mm-hmm. I think I find myself encouraging other men to just turn it on, you know, turn off the other noise that you're always listening to, and get something worthwhile.
Allow the spirit a moment to touch you.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Maybe Mark, I don't know.
Well, let me interject there just quickly on that. It's funny. I did a spirit drive one time here, and I called sports talk radio soap operas for guys. And how so many of us get wrapped up in, well, what's he saying and what did he do? And the whole drama of sports talk radio and how they really just kind of pump it all up. And these things, these games take on a whole level of importance. And since I discovered St. Gabriel, I've spent a lot more time listening to that type of programming, and it's really been amazing. It's really enriched my life. Mark, how about you?
I agree with what Tom was saying. There's so many programs out there. You need to get involved in something in your church, a ministry. There's so much out there. There's something for everybody. And I'm not going to get into what all those are. But the other thing I would encourage people to do, and I talk to the teens about this when I get the opportunity, is you got to go out and you got to find some deep friendships. I call it covenant friendship, and we could talk 45 minutes on just that. But you need that person where you can be transparent, genuine, and that person who's going to be there by your side when things hit the fan. The way to do that is by being a friend. You know, you want a friend, be a friend. Look mm-hmm. for that transparency. Life's tough. We need each other. And I encourage you to be engaged in a ministry and go out and have a deeper relationship than the sports that occurred the night before.
And let me follow up on that. That's tremendous. But how does that relate? Because that sounds just like how to be a better father. So, and you're not going to be a friend to your kid necessarily, but talk a little bit about how that relates to being a parent.
I'm not sure I understand the question there, Tony.
Well, you're talking about these deep friendships, and this covenant relationship, and just extend that now to your role as a father and that relationship that you have with your children.
I would just say that we go back to fidelity and mm-hmm. commitment.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? Yeah. We look at contracts versus covenants. A contract can be broken. We need to commit to our spouses. We need to commit to our children. We need to commit to our community. It's a promise. It's not a contract where legal people can get involved. That's why we break so many things. These are covenants, you know, and this is something that must mean the world to you and make you a better man. So when you're going out and trying to find these friendships, they make you a better father. Somebody you can rely on to be a better version, help you be a better mm-hmm. version of yourself, mm-hmm. which is a great thing.
So thank you for being with us today for Measures of a Man on listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. My name is Tony Trippi, and I've been joined in the studio by my co-host, Matthew Sparks. Also joining us today have been Tom Corrado and Mark Van Huffel. Mark, could you send us away with prayer?
I'd love to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for the blessings of this community, for the men in this room, for this program. And thank you for having the Spirit with us today as we talk a little bit about being better men and supporting each other. We ask you for strength to be more hospitable. We ask you for strength for the fidelity that we need in our lives, for more commitment. We ask you to help us to be more transparent and help hold our fellow brothers accountable so that we could be better men and follow better in Christ's footsteps. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Veni, Sancte.